In this video, we're going to talk about what to do in your last 15 minutes. No, I don't mean the last 15 minutes of your life, although it might be a good time to reflect or do something really fun if you know you've only got 15 minutes left of your life. I'm talking about the other last 15 minutes, the ones you get quite often throughout the day. The ones that are the last 15 minutes before lunch, the last 15 minutes before a meeting, the last 15 minutes before the end of your day. So how do we take these last 15 minutes and make them productive? Because we tend to just sort of decide to not do anything with them or fritter them away or not really use them effectively. So let's talk about the first 15 minutes, 15 minutes before a meeting you're gonna have to go into. So what do you do in the last 15 minutes before a meeting? I highly recommend you do some meeting preparation. Pull up the agenda. Are you going to be presenting during the meeting? Is there anything you need to get ready for that? Are there some topics on there you are a really good person to provide resources for, or some topics on the agenda that you have questions about? Prepare these questions ahead of time. You'll go into the meeting looking a lot more ready for it. You'll shine because you're the one asking the really great questions or providing the great information. So it's really an opportunity to show upper management how on the ball you are. So that's a good use for 15 minutes before a meeting. How about 15 minutes before lunch? You're about to go out for lunch, maybe with your coworkers, maybe by yourself. So what do you do with that last 15 minutes? As many of you know, I work in 30-minute blocks of time. Work on a project for 30 minutes, set a timer for that. At the end of the timer, take a short break, come back for another 30. Well, 15 minutes is half of one of those blocks, so why would I give up a whole half of a block? So what I do when I have 15 minutes before lunch is I set my timer for the full 30 minutes, push the button to start, and I work on the project for 15 minutes. When lunch comes around, I push pause, and I come back after lunch, and I work on it for the other 15 minutes. So this gives me a leg up. I'm already ahead of it. The other benefit is even if in the 15 minutes you only get started on the project and you're sort of planning, you're giving it some thought, over lunch some of that percolates on your back burner in your brain and you come up with other great ideas while you're out for lunch. So using that 15 minutes gives you a leg up, puts you ahead of the time, you're already 15 minutes into your next good block, plus has that benefit that your brain can be percolating while you're out at lunch and come up with some other great ideas. And the last 15 minutes is the last 15 minutes of the day. What do you do 15 minutes before you're gonna go home? For most of us, this is low energy time. We've given it our all day. We're lagging at this point. So what can you do that's productive in that time? So one option is to plan your next day. Go through and say, what's my priorities tomorrow? What are my goals I wanna do? Take any of the tasks you didn't get done today and prioritize them over the next few days. So when you come in tomorrow, you can hit those tasks first thing in the morning when you're sharp. Another idea is to hold back certain low energy tasks, and I do this all the time. I save my low energy tasks for late in the day, things like answering emails, doing some research, trying out some new things, filing, you know, things I want to look into, things that are not high priority, but they don't really need my brain to be at its best. So these are fast things I can do very quickly. And email is a great one. You know, answering just simple emails cleans them out of your inbox for the next day. Hope you've enjoyed this video. Please hit the like and subscribe button to encourage me to create more. And thank you so much for listening. Have a productive day. Thank you.